Craving the coffee flavor you love, but without the caffeine? Ka'Chava's got you covered with their newest coffee flavor. This all-in-one nutrition shake delivers bold, authentic flavor crafted from premium decaffeinated Brazilian beans. Quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Whether you're craving that coffee taste to kickstart your morning ritual or as a nutrient-packed reward to round out your afternoon, Ka'Chava keeps you fueled and satisfied wherever your day takes you. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. And for the times you feel like switching it up, you've got 7 flavors to choose from, all with the highest quality ingredients. Treat yourself to the flavor and nutrition your body craves. Go to ka'chava.com and use code NEWS. New customers get 15% off their first order. That's ka'chava.com, code NEWS.
Ladies of London is back, and I love it. I think Ladies of London was one of the first reality shows, wasn't it?
It was Caroline Stanbury, Annabelle, Juliet, Angus,
So there's the new season that started, and I don't know. I love it. There's everything that I want in this show. The people is pretentious. There's people being really eccentric personalities. There's a guy on there, which I think is a really good mix. And they're unashamedly, like, just out there. Like, he's like, of course I'm an only child. Of course I'm. Like, they're really judgy and cutthroat. They've already got a rumor. In the first, 10 minutes, there's a rumor that one of them's a madam of a brothel. Like, yes, I'm on. I'm hooked. We've announced a pregnancy. There's this couple where the guy and the girl are really out there. Like, they do their makeup together. The guy sort of looks like a model version of, like, Johnny Depp, like an avant-garde, like, he wears all these clothes. But I love that as a couple. I want to see more about them.
Yeah.
It's so good. We're only, 2 episodes in. They talk about how, like, the it works in London, which is different to anywhere in the world. So you've got, like, the royal family and then the aristocrats and then, like, how the society works.
Yeah.
And I like that. And I like that they're converting. So they'll say something in pound and then they convert it to US dollars, or they put up, like, little things explaining what certain things mean, you know, what the slang means. I think that that's fun. There's a lady on there called Martha, and she lives with a magpie. She was rich as a child. She grew up rich. Then she was homeless. Then she was a model. And now she's kind of back to sort of struggling. And you see her. She's talking about how she lives in rats and she has a magpie in her house. I'm like, did this lady live in my house? I don't know what's happening.
She's my favorite. They've done really well with the casting on this. It feels like there's a million of them. I'll be honest, it's overwhelming with the number of people. I loved that they started episode 1 with a guy. It's like, hang on, this is London. I was not expecting that. That surprised me. So I think any time that a new show actually shocks me and surprises me with something, I'm like, this is good. I do feel like that storyline around the madam thing, I don't believe it, and it does feel a bit forced for me. I think that they are strong enough personalities with enough going on that they could have found a better way to tie everyone together. It just feels a little bit forced for me. That being said, I really like it, but I think there's some teething problems in how they're going to connect everybody together and how they're going to force the drama. But the eccentricness of these women and their pompous, you know, posh ways and houses, the one with the humongous house. I mean, I don't know anybody's name yet, but it's just, this is what I love. I love this about the UK-based shows that have been coming out lately. It's showing the opulence, but I feel like this show, Ladies of London, has possibly edged out Real Housewives of London just in terms of getting that casting exactly right. I think they've done a better job with this. and it's not following the Housewives formula as much. It's steering away from it. You've got the inclusion of a guy. He almost felt like a narrator at one point because he was doing so much confessional work about each of the women. It felt like he was the one guiding the ship.
Yes.
And yeah, it was a great experience to watch it. I want to get to know them more. I want to know their names. But really good for a reboot because the original Ladies of London was a small bunch, very tight, and, you know, it's a fond memory for me. So to bring it back, same name, it's not like a rebrand of it. It's still the same show, but it's got its own unique feel. And even the way that they've edited it with the flashing up of the big text in neon, it's giving that New York show that they had with the kids, you know, the kids at Housewives. Yeah, it's giving a bit of that. It's giving like 2026 energy, but still bringing that same vibe that we love in our reality shows.
Yeah, I think it's so good. It for me, as you said, Housewives of London was good. This is better. I think the formula of the personalities you've got on there, you've got some older people on there. There's that woman that's like, I started that rumor. Look, they're just out there saying it. No one's trying to hide it. I think it's just really, really good. And as you were saying, it doesn't follow the Housewives format. And I've noticed lately I'm enjoying the shows more that don't. Summer House, The Valley Persian Style, Ladies of London. I want to see that. Not where that's like, follow this format. Here's the cast trip. There's a three-part reunion. It's the same thing. We're going to talk about like one topic the whole time. I think it's really smart of them to go off on a different format and stick true to the Ladies of London, and having the guy is amazing.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.